The man who beat out three other finalists for the UW's top job says it will be, in his words, daunting to follow in the footsteps of departing President Catherine Lyle. In a unanimous vote, Regent Toby Markovich says the Board of Regents showed its confidence in having Kevin Riley lead what is the nation's eighth largest university system.
We Regents feel that Kevin Riley is the right man to lead the university during these challenging times. He is highly respected not only by the Regents, but by students, faculty, staff, system officials, and his fellow chancellors.
Markovich described Riley as a highly capable leader who also has a sense of humor. The new UW president prompted a few chuckles describing how some perceive his job.
Being the president of the University of Wisconsin system is a little like being the superintendent of a graveyard. You have a lot of people under you, but nobody's listening.
On a serious note, Riley says he wants faculty salaries to be as competitive as possible. He also wants to hold down tuition, but notes state aid has been dwindling. The new UW president hopes to make a strong case that higher education is a good investment both for individuals and the state economy.
We'll need more and more of our future generations to be educated at least through the baccalaureate degree level. So the whole public has an interest, a vested interest in the University of Wisconsin, because it will be one of the main drivers for the future of this state.
Riley promises to come up with a plan to increase the number of low-income students. A recent study showed they're being edged out by more affluent ones. He'd also like to see more minorities. Riley says it's not enough to recruit. The UW has to find a way to keep minority students. The university is halfway through an 8-year diversity plan in which the number of minorities has increased from 2 to 9%. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.